So what would Jane Austen have made of the pandemic? For that matter, would she have strong opinions about roller derby? It may sound strange to put those disparate topics together, but it makes more sense because of my next guest, ASU professor Debony Loser. She's an Austen scholar and author of The Making of Jane Austen. She's also a roller derby player who wrote recently about the difference derby made in her life and how much she has missed it during the pandemic. So, Debony, you became passionate about roller derby when you were in your 40s. How did that come about?
I had two young sons. I'd been pregnant or breastfeeding for 5 years. I didn't really feel like my body was my own, if that makes sense.
Sure, sure.
And so when I heard that these two women I knew were going to start going roller skating together at Retro Night, the local roller rink, I thought, well, I know the 1980s and 90s. I lived those. So I begged these younger women to let me come along with them. And fortunately for me, they said, sure, come along. And it was there that we got recruited to the local roller derby league, which I did not even know existed. And things sort of fell out from there. And it is an amazing community, as well as just a lot of fun.
And what's your nickname?
So my roller derby name is Stone Cold Jane Austen. And it's a common thing in the roller derby world to have professional wrestling, puns, literary names. So for me, the professional wrestling Stone Cold Steve Austin, plus this thing that I do for a living, the study of Jane Austen, was perfectly put together. And it was suggested as a name for me by the special collections librarian, Katie Carr. And I'm grateful to Katie, who has been skating as Olive R. Twisted. So she's got her Dickens name. I've got my Austen name, and the rest is history.
I think there are some people who are going to assume, well, this is a way to blow off steam. In addition to being on a team, is there any aspect of blowing off steam for you?
Unquestionably. You know, there being a parent can make you kind of mad. You know what I'm saying? I get mad at my kids. It's a great place to blow off steam. Absolutely. You know, but I think for a lot of people, it's not just blowing off steam, it's strength. And I think the blowing off steam was one part, but this becoming stronger in all ways, on and off the track, was really life-changing for me. And to become stronger in a community of really interesting and now trusted people, it's really made an enormous difference in my life.
What is it like now? The essay that I'm talking about right now was written recently, but not yesterday. Are the same conditions in effect because of COVID?
Yeah, so we are, the league that I belong to now, the Arizona Derby Dames, is one of the only bank-tracked roller derby leagues in the country. And so it's a really special league. There are just 9 in the Roller Derby Coalition of leagues who skate on this slope track. It's an angled track, a bank track. Most roller derby now is played on a flat track. So my league, like most bank track leagues and flat track leagues, are now on a hiatus from the pandemic. And it's kind of a scary time, frankly. It's hard to see our way clear to coming back as a sport. I think many of us are skating individually. We're trying to skate socially distant, but we're not playing the full contact sport that we love. And I do really hope there's a way back to it.
Well, the way the sport is played, do you think there is? I mean, obviously there's a push to get football back because football is, the NFL at least, is a $1 billion industry. So that's pretty obvious as to why. It's less about people enjoying each other and getting, blowing off some steam, as we mentioned. Is there a future for roller derby in the short term?
I want to believe so. And I will tell you, it's a sad thing for me in some ways to talk about it now, because most of us who have this sport as a major part of our lives are really missing it. We're not doing it. There was supposed to be a bout over the summer in New Zealand. Even that one got canceled. And anyone who's paying attention to the pandemic globally knows New Zealand is about the safest place. And at the last minute, they ended up not going forward with that. So I do think that there will be some return to play without an audience once we have greater testing, greater, you know, lesser community spread. I do think roller derby will come back. Roller derby's gone away and come back so many times in its history that I can't believe this is the end. But the difference between roller derby and my league, the Arizona Derby Dames, is certainly money. We are right now really struggling. It's a pay-to-play sport. It's mostly community-based. It's mostly run on skater dues. And without being able to bring in audiences to run occasional bouts, as we call them, we're really at a loss. So my league has started GoFundMe, of course, a campaign to try to keep this really rare form of derby that Phoenix has here in the Valley. I do think it'll come back in some way, but I suspect it'll come back first digitally with bouts shown virtually rather than in person. And that's a sad thing because it's so fun to do with an audience. It's fun to watch and it's fun to play in front of an audience. I do hope it'll come back.
Have you kept in touch with teammates, some of whom are quite new, but people you've played with and rolled with in the past? And does that help in any way, or just is it the activity that really brings it out of you?
We've been having practices on Zoom, and I know that probably sounds like, how can you have a roller derby practice
right,
on Zoom?
Yes.
We're on our skates in our homes when we can, in our kitchens or, you know, our driveways. We're off skates working with a trainer. My league has an amazing trainer, Sissy Skatesick. She's been working with us really hard to try to keep us as derby ready as we can possibly be. And we've been watching a lot of old game tape and going over play and rules. And, you know, I'm on the fresh meat squad. I'm very much new to this league, so I have a lot to learn. And it's been incredible that our coaches have spent so much time with the newbies trying to bring us up to speed while we're all on this hiatus.
Devin, you forgive the cornball aspect of this, but what do you think Jane Austen would make of roller derby?
You know, my standard answer is, well, she probably wouldn't like the tattoos very much. But who knows? Maybe she would. You know, I think the thing that, to me, makes me think Jane Austen would like roller derby, her famous heroine from her most famous novel, Pride and Prejudice, is named Elizabeth Bennet. And one of the things that she says about Elizabeth Bennet is that she had a lively disposition that delighted in anything ridiculous. And that's what makes me think that Jane Austen would like roller derby.
That is Devaney Loser. She is Foundation Professor of English at ASU. She is also a Jane Austen scholar, and she also goes by Stone Cold Jane Austen on roller skates. We've been talking about roller derby and Jane Austen. Don't get a chance to do that very often. Devaney, thank you. Great to talk with you, and stay well.
Thanks so much, Steve. This has been a blast.